Any question? Where are we? Where are we? What are we talking about?
Going back over the first part of book one.
Why are you telling me you're back? Why am I doing this?
We've forgotten it all by now.
If you forget it by finishing it once, what's the use of the second time? So you forget it no matter what. And can I come back often to the beginning to remind you of all your forgotten stuff? Why am I doing this? Think about it. What's your question?
Last time you said that the handmaiden should die. And this is, you haven't said that before. That the
handmaiden should die?
Yes.
In a way, yes.
Okay, in a way, yeah. But not.
Yeah. Oh, first of all, what is death? You volunteer to answer. What is death?
Give birth into life without your body.
Is there such a thing? What is it? I haven't seen it. Enlighten me.
Might you about...
You told me something I didn't understand.
Is it?
The death. What is death? That could have a lot of meanings. You could describe it in so many sentimental ways. But to me, that is the other side of a coin named life. Life and death are all one. If there is no life, there is no death. So, in a way, here we talk about death. But you're not talking about that death that you believe is the end of your day here and beginning somewhere, and I don't know, whatever you think. Here, death to us means switching from existence to non-existence. And that non-existence exists. Not only exists, it's worthy of very special attention. The same attention you pay to life. That's what it is. So here we talk about a lot of people being killed. And by none of them we mean homicide or suicide or whatever. We mean something else. Because at the end of the game, we will die from this to become the other one. That's the meaning of death to us. So yes, maybe in a way, in some special sentence, I would say yes, and maybe she died. But right from the beginning, I believe I tried to explain once for all that here we are not anti-intelligent. To me, that's not acceptable. We understand the value of intelligence. But we have a problem with the intelligence, because intelligence is not human intelligence. Intelligence is animal intelligence. It is the conscious of a living creature which could identify itself as an organ and could understand the environment and take advantage of it. This is what a living creature is, right? Intelligence is there. Therefore, it's in you, in all of us. It's primary. Right? When it comes to the human being, it will become secondary. And that's something that is very hard to do. Could you suggest to a king to step down and become a prime minister and work under another king? voluntarily. This is what we are talking about here. Me voluntarily here, I give up the superpower of intelligence because it's not super to me. Is it super to you? That's why I'm back. Because all eight stories was made for this, and I want you to understand all of them together in a way to understand the rest of the talks, because we will talk worse. This is the beginning, and Rumi knows that you are the beginners, full of really, that's what it is. Intelligence is that. He knows. He starts to say, okay, first of all, I will give you the benefit of all rules. You know all the rules. But what the hell do you know about exception? Zilch. Good? Okay. That's the part we bring in. Means intelligent out. Because intelligence is used to those rules, remember? Intelligence is so used to that, to those rules, that even the medicine would not work, it will work opposite. Means logically, when you want to analyze your intelligence, something like that, you are in a way very funny. Or at least you look funny to me. To yourself, you're damn serious. You are analyzing your intelligence. And we're looking at someone with a very limited information in a very limited time, submerged in self-indulgence, looking at the self and appreciating it. That's what it is, isn't it? One simple question, you're intelligent people here, at least you claim to be. The people who go to the branch of psychology, they will get a degree. They'll be the masters of psyche analysis and so on and so, right? They cannot, they're not allowed to do it to themselves. What will give you, no specialist, the credential to understand yourself? This is exception. Because you can see everything but yourself. If you want to see yourself, what do you do?
Looking in the
mirror. Is it difficult, dishonesty? Look in the mirror. There should be a mirror. An intelligent mirror. By mirror we mean what? What is mirror? Mirror, by definition, is something that doesn't show itself. So, a human being emptied from show-off and self-presentation and all that nonsense of intelligence is a mirror. We're looking to understand that. We're looking at ourselves, but not through our eyes. Through the eye of a master. We know he achieved something very special. Do we believe in that or not? He achieved something very special. Okay, blame it to the weather, blame it to the political situation, blame it on the time and the history, blame it on genetic mutation, blame it on... No matter what, doesn't matter. This is an exception. And we are trying to give it to you as little rules here and there. And all these rules contradict each other, of course, because this is exceptional. Whatever we say, we take it back. Bluntly, we do this. You know why? Because of the subject we are talking about. It's not talkable. We are talking about the deepest feeling in human being. Not animal emotions and reaction of your nerves and things like that. We are not talking about this animal visible by any eye. We are talking about the invisible part of a human being, which is the greatest potentiality. And it doesn't happen easy. It doesn't come cheap. You need to get rid of everything. Polish yourself to become that. What is that? That's that magical quality which will appear from addition of a lot of stuffs. When you add a lot of stuff together, you don't have the total of those stuff only. Something else is there which almost has nothing to do with those little stuff. Namely, pick a fruit. Orange. Okay? Add 50,000 oranges. What do you have? You have 50,000 oranges and a very big filled up area with which the air is 100% acid and no living creature could really live there, but only some special bacteria could go there, and that could be a factory of making one special bacteria to pack and send to moon. You see, all of this has nothing to do with 50,000 oranges. Give me 10 dimes. I arrange it on a table like a circle. Call every simple fellow and say, what do you see? The first thing, the fellow will see a circle, which has nothing to do with the coins, because I could do it with quarters. I could do it with my fingers. That stuff, there is one stuff like that in us. We're looking for that. And that is not something that you could find out there and recognize. Sorry. You have to build it. You have to find the elements, put them together, and become that totality. For that, you have to give up a lot of things. The tendencies of this coin to be stuck together like that, you have to give it up and allow. Those are dying for us. That was the beginning of this book, first paragraph, first story, and I always come back to that. Because honestly, I believe in first story as a master should. He put it all together so perfectly that you should come back to that always in your mind. This review to me is to show you how could you put it together in some bunch of ideas to be simple to memorize. You understand? The first problem is intelligence. Not intelligence is bad, because intelligence before being used has no negative side. Remember, the king bought him, used him, had the benefit. Then that critical moment arrives. The beginning is intelligence. And in the first story, you said,